The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about defense.
Well, in 1940, President Franklin D. Roosevelt tapped Frank Knox for a dream job, but it took just a few days for him to realize his task was almost impossible. Knox began his career in the U.S. Army, serving as a member of the Rough Riders Regiment during the Spanish-American War in Cuba. He later fought in World War I as an artillery officer. He rose through the ranks in peacetime until Roosevelt chose him as Secretary of the Navy just months before the U.S. joined World War II. In Knox's own words, "This is the first war I didn't enter as a buck private. At the time, Paris had just fallen under Nazi control and the battle at Dunkirk had just ended, with thousands of soldiers and civilians left dead as Allied soldiers evacuated from France. But as Knox quickly found out, the U.S. Navy of 1940 was not the powerhouse it is today. The Navy had 15 battleships, 6 aircraft carriers, 18 heavy cruisers, and 19 light cruisers. And the Navy and Marine Corps had fewer than 190,000 personnel between them."
That's definitely minuscule compared to the fleets of today.
Many believed the U.S. Navy was only the third strongest naval force in the world, far behind Japan. To make matters worse, the Navy's headquarters were in a temporary building left over from World War I. Its telephone, internal mail, and intelligence systems were out of date as well. Knox had a big job ahead of him. As soon as he accepted the Secretary of the Navy position, he asked his admirals, "What's our job?" They replied, "To double the Navy." And most estimates said it would take 4 years. Knox knew it had to be done sooner. The president wanted the Navy to be capable of fighting wars both in the Atlantic and Pacific. That's when Knox turned to a man he could trust, a man who effectively invented management consulting, Ed Booz. Ed Booz and his partner Jim Allen inspected shipyards up and down the East Coast. They suggested ways to revamp the Navy's systems and services, cut red tape, and replace old chains of command with new management units under each Navy bureau. They also worked with Navy planners to develop a sensor that could track German U-boat communications and helped craft an attack strategy.
Sounds like Booz and Allen didn't just make recommendations, they put people in place who would actually see those recommendations done.
Yes, Booz and Allen were able to help Knox succeed. In just a few short years, the U.S. Navy hadn't merely doubled, it had become the most dominant naval force in the world. The Navy's total number of active ships was up 65% in just a year and a half. It was up 273% in 2.5 years. And in a 1944 Forbes article, Knox was quoted as saying he had never spent the government's money more effectively. Ed Booz and Jim Allen continued to work with the Navy after World War II. Their firm provided consulting during the Cold War and still does to this day. To put it plainly, Booz Allen does the work the government doesn't know how to do. Booz Allen hires whiz kids from top schools as analysts who have expertise in technology, cybersecurity, analytics, engineering, and more. Then it contracts those employees to complete projects that are too complicated or too expensive for the government to run itself.
But for those that don't know, Booz Allen was not always a pure government contractor, though.
That's right. In the 1960s, Booz Allen helped two major football leagues, the NFL and AFL, merge so that the very first Super Bowl could be played in 1967. In the 1970s, the company was vital to the turnaround of automaking giant Chrysler. It helped transform Chrysler from a company that could barely pay suppliers and creditors to one that paid off the last of its guaranteed loans 7 years ahead of schedule. No matter who Booz Allen was working with throughout the decades, it always placed a high importance on government programs. In 2008, management made the decision to split off its less lucrative commercial consulting arm under the name Booz & Company and became a pure government contractor. Today, 97.4% of Booz Allen's revenue comes from government contracts. About 47% of Booz Allen's $8.4 billion in fiscal 2022 sales came from the defense segment. Another 31% came from the company's civil segment. Think Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, and the Treasury. And 19% came from U.S. intelligence agencies.
And that leaves just 3% in its global commercial division.
This is a business with massive barriers to entry. First, Booz Allen has decades of history with the U.S. government. Folks in D.C. know this company and what it provides. The Department of Defense won't jump ship to a new upstart competitor. History and relationships matter in this line of work. Booz Allen has a first mover advantage. Second, this is just a hard business to break into. About two-thirds of Booz Allen's employees have government security clearances. About 28% of employees are veterans who have established relationships in their field, and nearly half of all employees have master's degrees. The best talent wants to work for Booz Allen. It's hard for other firms to compete. We've talked about before how global threats have been on the rise lately, and there's potential for war in the coming years, either with China or some other country or terrorist group, so the U.S. must be prepared. It needs to make sure its technology systems are up to date, and in today's age, cybersecurity is a top concern. Booz Allen has more than 5,000 cyber-focused experts on its payroll, collectively holding nearly 10,000 certifications. So with so many potential threats, the demand for this industry has been on the rise.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at KIOW.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice. The views and opinions expressed are based on current economic and market conditions and are subject to change. Statements of future expectations and other forward-looking statements are based on current market and economic conditions and assumptions and involve uncertainties that could cause actual results, performance, or events to substantially differ from those expressed or implied. Keep in mind that all investing involves risk, and there's no guarantee that any strategy will be successful. References to specific companies are purely informational.